B-Pod Studios.
Even the mighty Eagles, it's like anything else. So you guys know you're smart. You see what football dominates the country. And teams rise and fall when it comes to interest. That's just how it is. This does not make us frauds because we talk about them when they matter. I can go back and I'll give you my Flyers resume all you want. I'll go toe-to-toe with you when it comes to going to games, growing up with teams, growing up with knowing these guys. I mean, give me a break. This is how it is. Now, if you want to go and you don't want people to talk about the Flyers and you want to go play with your sticks in the corner, go ahead. But we're going to talk it. And I hope that we talk a lot of it as springtime comes. And you should want to be inclusive. The spirit of 4-for-4 is togetherness, right? It's the fan base. You're not just a Flyers fan. You're a Philadelphia sports fan. You're a Flyers fan, but you still should be an Eagles fan and a Sixers fan and a Phillies fan. That's how it works. So I hope that gives you a little insight, and I hope you'll be more magnanimous, even if the Flyers are your number one team, to allow other people to extract joy from it. And to watch the games and to talk about the games when we can. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Let's go to Matt, in Ridley. Matty, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ann, how are you doing today?
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, I called as soon as you put out the statement like that you were angry and upset.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly what you meant, because I knew what was coming, because I know Flyers fans and I know the way we can get is just like you said. We don't like it when we're like the redheaded stepchild of the city. You know, like we feel as though we're left out. But at the same time, I don't think people realize that, you know, hockey's a hard sport to follow for people that, you know, don't play, don't grow up watching it, you know.
Right.
It's not as easy to talk about. So when we do get on, we feel like we know more than you. So we feel, you know, to the point that you have no idea what you're talking about. You haven't been watching all the games like
right.
you have. But
now,
it's not the way to be.
Right. Well, that's true. And Matt, I will say this. I've been following the Flyers, and I'm guarantee I'm older than you.
Yeah.
All right, so I've been following the Flyers a long-ass time, all right? So, you know, we do know what we're talking about, even though we may not talk about it with the propensity that you want us to talk about it. That makes sense?
No, I'm on board with you. I don't like the fans that tell you that you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
To me, I'm a true 4-for-4. I love each team. I don't, you know, I'm more a Flyers fan than I am a Sixers fan, but that's just because that's what I played growing up. So, but I still follow, you know, every game. I know, you know, I listen to you guys every day, so I know what's going on and who's going on, you know, what's going on with other teams around the league as well. So it's just one of the situations that I wish people would, you know, just give it a break and just let us all enjoy it, you know. I mean, none of us expected this team to play this well.
Right. Right, and here's the thing, we should all be happy. And I even prefaced the conversation this morning by saying, hey, look, I understand that for those of you whom the Flyers are the top sport, they're your favorite team, that you have suffered for a long time, and you are front of the bus. Like, you deserve special seating.
I don't think it should matter for the team, you know.
But you get my point. Like, I'm paying homage to those people that have been there the whole time.
Absolutely. Like, it's just, to me, I just feel like, you know, I may not be a front seat NBA fan, but you better believe that, you know, if the Sixers won the championship, I'd be down there and I'd be celebrating on Broad Street with everyone else.
Exactly. I would hope you'd be there. Right. That's exactly right.
And it's just,
thank like you, said, Matt.
It's just weird, and it's just one of those.
It is weird.
I don't get why we have to be like, you know, like, hey, stay away from our game. This is our game.
Yes.
You know, everyone can enjoy this game. You know, hockey can be fun. It's a lot of fun to go down to the barn, you know, and actually watch it. And that's the other thing. It's a harder game to watch on TV. When you're down there, everyone enjoys a hockey game. I mean, there's a bunch of things going on.
We're a great call, Matt. Thank you. You're putting you in for caller of the week. Good stuff, Matt. I appreciate that. Because we're about inclusive here. Lord knows, we get enough hatred and vitriol from the nation. Right? We don't need an internal feud. You watch. There's going to be, as the Super Bowl draws near, and all those Andy Reid stories come, you watch. There's going to be a narrative about how Philadelphia's sports fans didn't appreciate Andy, were nasty to Andy, ran Andy out of town. Well, none of it's really true. So maybe the nasty part. But you get my point. Chuck in Vegas. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Anthony.
What do you say, Chucky? What's up, brother?
Oh, man. Anthony, you're the greatest, man. I never get a chance to talk to you, man. But
thank you.
You're my favorite, dude. You're the greatest in the business.
Oh, I appreciate that, bro. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Like, and just like what you're just talking about, we get enough hate from the nation. We got to stick together as a city. I'm out here in the desert representing.
Nice.
Yeah,
what brought you out to Vegas?
I wanted to change things up. I like the warm weather. You know what I mean? And
cool.
Got a gig out here, and yeah, I'm loving it, man.
Awesome.
But I definitely miss you know, being back home. I miss the sports scene. But I'm still, you know, in tune with all the teams. Watched that Flyers game last night. That was awesome.
I know. Wasn't it incredible? It was a great game. That's the point. But like, you should be happy. But be happy. Let other people sharing the joy of that great game last night. Sent you in the break, feeling great about you.
That dude, I've been watching Sidney Crosby and that scumbag Evgeny Malkin light us up for so many years. Those guys were invisible last night.
Yep.
I mean, they had, I think, one chance between the two of them. Just the team was just so responsible in the defensive end, so disciplined. AV is a genius. I love the coach, AV.
How about how he's got Provorov, too, man? Provorov, remember, he had been, and you knew he had great talent, but he was kind of leaky sometimes in the defensive end, and he has played so well. He's playing so steady.
Yeah, man, Provorov is a beast.
And he really is.
Couturier and Konechny, those guys are all really great players. And I just wanted to mention one quick thing.
Yeah.
Kind of off topic. But, you know, we're talking 4-for-4, and I'm absolutely 4-for-4. And right now, though, the team that's kind of lacking for me is the Phillies.
Yeah.
I'm really frustrated with them. I'm frustrated with Max Lentak. You know, they're bringing some of these pitchers back, and I can't believe it. I've heard you talk about it before. You know, it doesn't take a genius to spend stupid money. Matt Klentak has all the resources at his disposal, and he's putting out an 84-85 win team, man. It's driving me nuts. So maybe you can get me a little more optimistic.
Dude, I would love, Chucky, thank you, my brother. I appreciate the kind words, too. I would love to be excited. And I'm sure, you know, come spring training, because it's baseball and you're newer, all the stuff, and it's going to be fresh and you're going to look forward to it. I know I will. But as far as expectations, my expectations are tempered. In a big way, they're tempered. Because I think Matt Klentak has not done a good job.
What do you mean? They just made a big signing. Twitter's going nuts because they're reading the name wrong.
Go ahead.
Well, the Phillies just signed Francisco Liriano. People are all reading it first as Francisco Lindor.
No.
And every response is, oh my God, I thought it said Lindor at first and I got excited.
Oh my God. You
so
gotta be kidding me.
They signed 36-year-old lefty Francisco Liriano, who had a nice season last year for the Pirates out of the bullpen. They used him as a reliever last year. Houston used him as a reliever in 2017 when they
cheated.
He
is a reliever, yeah. Now.
So yeah, I guess they signed him as a reliever, so that still means that you have 3 holes to fill, in my opinion, in the rotation. So you're not fired up about the Phils now?
If you got Arenado, I would be.
Well, they got Bud Norris the other day. Oh, man, Philly's making moves.
I mean, he's a... Remember I was talking about the dumpster guy, the bagster guy?
Yes.
He picks out of a bagster. Like, he's a dumpster diver.
That's what they did last year, too. Drew Smiley.
That's what this guy does.
Jason Vargas.
He just is a slop gatherer. And you got an owner, Mr. Billionaire Cigar Man, who's afraid of a luxury tax. I want to shame him into spending money. And then saying, Matt Klentak, move aside. Go get me Nolan Arenado.
Yes.
Get me a big time power hitting third baseman. Come on.
Now, I want to read a tweet for you because we've had two very good callers in a row about this Flyers conversation that we're having. And they're on your side more so, like, all right, we get it. Like, Flyers aren't forefront of the conversation sometime, but we are happy that you're talking about them today. But then there's the other side.
Uh-huh.
And this is from Stein on Twitter.
Stein.
Don't talk about us now when we're good. He says us, because he's got a Flyers jersey in his picture. Talk about Simmons not being able to shoot for the fourth year in a row. We don't want your attention anymore. That's when I throw my hands up in the air and I go, really? We don't want your attention anymore.
Again, I don't know why you want to be a separatist. All right? Like, I get feeling ignored. But here's the one thing, and let's be real about this. Yeah, we definitely, when we have polarizing figures or polarizing stories in town, you know, we that's the nature of sports radio, right? I get it. Nick Foles. Carson. And now recently we've been Ben, right? I get it. Like, that's how it was. Back in the day, it was... You know, 88 was Lindros. It was Iverson.
Donovan.
It was McNabb. It was T.O. Right? Like, we've had these figures come to town, and we get somehow enamored by these polarizing people, and we have a whole discussion base day after day after day. And, yeah, it even gets tired for us. But here's what I'm getting at to guys like Stein. Like, God forbid... You pick up the phone and you started a conversation, like a real honest conversation. Like, let's be honest and real about things. Now, you know, Chunas, if a guy calls up and we're in the middle of a Ben conversation, that's like gold to be able to stop that conversation, take a respite from it. That's like an oasis.
What did I say to you last break? That today has been a breath of fresh air.
Right.
It's been because a breath of fresh air.
You don't think, like, you think I get, I'm interested in talking about Ben Simmons shooting for 4 hours? I'm not. I like a variety of subjects. I love Simmons, and I enjoy conversations about his game and everything else. But, like, I enjoy a variety of conversations. So if you, Stein, wanted to talk about the Flyers at any point, even when they're not good or relevant, you know, Chunas, you're my witness, I'm taking a call.
Yes, you are.
And I'm not saying, you know, sloughing you off or mocking you either. Like, let you have a real conversation. Be honest about it. I'll be honest about it. I'll have a conversation about it. So how much is that a self-fulfilling prophecy? There is truth that there is a pecking order when it comes to interests across the Delaware Valley. However, part of me believed that you would rather, there are people who would rather have something all to themselves in a little tiny club that's completely exclusive. Almost like a country club with only certain members. Now, is that inclusive? Like, it could be, you want a little tiny club where nobody else is allowed to come in and enjoy. Listen, I got no problem. You're a charter member, Stein. But how about you let everybody else in and have fun and be magnanimous and be a human being? Cuz Radio with the Tunis.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, we were just watching the Bill Burr piece about women in sports. So, David in Baltimore, early on I started talking about, early in the show, a buddy of mine who has a Lucky Flyer hat, right? It's a beat-up hat that's just, it's a baseball cap, Flyers hat. He's had forever. Probably since the Spectrum days. And he's had this hat, and his wife goes, I gotta get rid of this hat. And a couple times, he's like, no, man, you know, I wear that hat. It's a good hat. It's my Lucky Flyers hat. So he was going to the game last night, and he goes, dude, she threw out the hat. Is that a ridiculous or what? She threw out the hat. She's begrudged him this hat. And we started getting the subject of that. Of the, I don't understand. You don't, how could you have that? I got to get rid of it. And like, no. Can you just leave me alone? Like, am I bothering you? Am I rooting through your closet with stuff? All because his Flyers hat. And it's the same thing we were talking about the movie. Because last night at the Flyers game, The Godfather was on. They had 1 and 2 on AMC, even with commercials. And I have it on. I said earlier, I had to do some writing last night, and I find that movie inspires me when I write. So I was watching, you know, and it's like, again, how many times are you going to watch it? So beyond just, I get something out of it, beyond just the inspiration piece, I also find it comforting in some way. I mean, I think that's what it is. I think dudes, we watch the same movie over and over again because there is something that gives us comfort as to why we watch it. And it betwixes and befuddles women that we do this. So we got on this subject. And then David Baltimore gives us his Bill Burr thing, and we're going to play for you, which is hysterical and just spot on. And then it all crystallizes, well, it comes full circle. Because as he's talking about women not allowing, and not all women, but women not allowing guys to enjoy it, it dawns on you that Flyer fans act the same way. Like, it's not, you're not just a Flyers fan. You may be the biggest Flyer fan in your mind, but there's a lot of people that love the Flyers, and there's a lot of people that love the Flyers and what the Flyers do well. And so you don't need to be exclusive to it. Like, it's okay to be 4 for 4, and your number one of the four is Flyers. That's cool. But you can't disallow people who's 4 for 4, who's number one are the Eagles, allowed in the club or whatever it is. There's no such thing as, because every time this happens, Flyers play well, there's an uptick, like soon they're going to be really good, and they're going to be a topic that's going to be a co-Eagles Sixers kind of topic. They're going to be really good. And come the spring, they're going to be a topic, and it may last a while, hopefully. But every time it happens, and they come back as a true topic of conversation in the sports landscape, people get mad. You didn't talk about Flyers before. With Hackstall, you didn't talk about it for years. You don't talk about Flyer hockey. Now you want to talk about Flyer hockey. I mean, come on.
And a lot of the same sentiment from a lot of Flyers fans are, you talked about the Sixers when they lost on purpose. But like, you have to understand what the Sixers did was totally different, was totally new age. And that's why we were so attached to it, because we were watching them lose more and more so they could get the draft picks. And
well, quite frankly, it went beyond that. You're right. Like, it was polarizing because there were a lot of people that were against, that was against the process.
Right.
So we didn't talk about the games themselves. We weren't talking about Ish Smith. We were talking about a bigger subject that was losing on purpose. Fielding a team that's going to be bad to ensure the collection of assets.
And there's other stuff to it. Like, people were upset that Sam Hinkie never spoke to the media, that it was Brett Brown. And that was a conversation, that why does Brett Brown have to be the one that goes in front of the media and answers all these questions? Like, where's Sam Hinkie? Like, all that stuff happened. When the Flyers were losing, they weren't really going through a process at the time. Ron Hextall changed things a little bit, and instead of doing the old way of things, of trading young players to bring in aging veterans that got you to the playoffs, but you never won anything, Ron Hextall finally started his own sort of process. It wasn't as drastic as the Sixers, but we also understood what they were doing, and we were excited about the future with these young players.
Yes, and we also pined after the number one picks. We knew, you know, Connor McDavid was coming out. We all like, wow, man, it'd be great to get that. And we talked about, hey, could the, you know, the tank in hockey type of thing. We remember we talked about that. We talked about Auston Matthews. We talked about getting a player that's a generational player. Talking about it. Now, it turns out you got a great one at Konechny. And he showed you last night that he's a true talent. But why, and I implore you, if you are 4 for 4, but Flyers first, why don't you want people to talk about? Like, why? What is it? Why does it bother you? And understanding the true landscape of, you know, entertainment media, which this falls under.
So Stein sent another tweet. And I implore Stein to call him in the show, because okay, he sort of responded to what we were talking about on the air. So he's clearly listening because he heard it. He goes, we should be getting just as much love as the Sixers. Talking about Ben, he brings up the Ben thing. Ben Simmons not being able to shoot yet when the Flyers just beat 4 top teams in a week. It's a joke. Well, here's the thing. The Flyers are making noise, and that's why we are talking about them today. But the reaction from Flyers fans is what then steered into this conversation, because they are interesting to talk about right now. And yet you, Stein, and other Flyers fans are angry about it.
Listen, I understand there's a frustration.
Yes.
I understand that in the same way that I understand what drives people insane about Ben. I understand the frustration that you're a Flyers first fan. Let's not call them Flyers fans, because they're all Philadelphia. They're all under the same umbrella. There's no difference. We're all under the umbrella. But if you're a Flyers first fan and they have a big week, right, where the only loss is a great loss, right, a 1-0, you hold the Lightning with all that firepower to a goal, single goal, and you have the week that they had, like really a 2-week stretch where they play great hockey, I understand the frustration. You go, well, nobody's talking about it. And it takes a win over the rival Penguins, and that was a big win. Now, you guys have to understand one thing. Flyers had a ton of, we started talking a lot more Flyers, right? Then they went on that West Coast trip. And it was ugly, right? Like, it was right after the holidays, and like right during the holidays, toward the end, and they started those 4 games where they really struggled in the first period, right? Before Hart goes down. And, you know, whatever. Teams are going to have those dips. It's not that big a deal. But then they turn around, they start playing some really good teams, and they start playing well against them. And look, this team has had a difficult time when it comes to travel. I mean, geez, you start your whole season in Central Europe. I mean, and then you had a West Coast trip right off the jump. Then you got to deal with the Disney on Ice thing. So, yeah, I mean, they've had a difficult time. Just remember the circumstance. So understand that it's all bankable. Like, when they play that well against those teams, they're bankable. And that means when they beat the Penguins, all that other stuff comes out now, and we start talking more about them. And you guys understand that the Ben Simmons shooting thing is so much of a sports anomaly, right? How many times does a top player come around in any sport and he refuses to perform one of the basic elements of that sport? Like even in hockey, right? Like you have guys that are setup guys first. You have guys who are assist man first. They're assist men. That's what they do. They set guys up for the true goal scorers. But they will still score at some point. They'll still shoot the puck. It's not like they don't. It'd be like a guy never shooting the puck in that sense. So that's what is an anomaly about it. And then then Ben becomes a polarizing figure. So that's why you hear sometimes the show go into 4 hours of Ben Simmons. I don't know. Am I doing a good job explaining it to Stein?
I think you're doing a wonderful job. I hope we hear from Stein.
Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Antonio.
Nicky.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. I was hot. I was hot when I heard those first initial texts or tweets. And I told you this once or twice before. I remember growing up as a kid. My dad came here in the U.S. in 1966. Okay? He couldn't spell Flyers, Phillies. He couldn't spell any of that. But he knew one thing. He knew that when he turned on the TV living in Norristown, that his teams were the Flyers, the Sixers, the Eagles, and the Phillies. Okay? That's he. Because he came here in America, and he's like, this is my area now.
Right.
Okay?
This
and
is,
he called me.
And I want to assimilate, and I want to be in my region and be with the rest of the people.
And assimilation isn't a bad word. It can have a negative connotation if there's people that are forcing people, you know, if that term and that verb is used in a negative way. Assimilation is not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It depends how you use it. And my father just wanted to assimilate because he wanted friends. He wanted to socialize with people coming from another country.
He also wanted to be, you know, pride in his new country.
It's like you said, when the game's on and the next day we want to talk about the win by the Flyers, he could relate. He could have something positive to talk to his friends or coworkers about, you know, with his bad accent, okay? Growing up as a kid, I remember I loved sitting in front of the freaking TV with the cable cord and that goofy controller where you had to push down buttons to get to Spectrum. It was Spectrum. The station was Spectrum and watching the Flyers. And I loved them. And I loved them, and they were my number one team. But that didn't generate hate for the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Eagles. Okay? So let me fast forward. Here's the problem. It's the people today have... There's nothing in this world that is just black and white. There really is. There's a few things that are black and white. There's a few things that are 100% or zero. Death and pregnancy are about the only two things that I know that are 100%.
Okay? Right.
You're either pregnant or dead, or you're not dead or you're not pregnant. Okay?
Right.
But the people today just want to... They want all or nothing. They want everything to be all or nothing.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all about absolute. We speak in absolutes. We expect absolutes. It's amazing because it goes against the idea of, you know, understanding the gray part, which is most of life.
What makes humans so interesting, and we rise above other species because we can debate, we can analyze, we can break down, and we have these additional emotions that the normal species doesn't have, okay? So it's great to debate Sixers or Flyers. It's great to say, hey, I don't appreciate this or that, but this, oh, you're either here or you're not, is absurd to me, and it's so offensive to me. It just so is offensive. So if I'm not a number one Flyers fan and everybody else is second note, then I'm not allowed to be on board. And it's got nothing to do with age. It doesn't have nothing to do with that I'm 50 and I've been following the Flyers longer than, who knows, if Stein's, let's just say Stein's 25. That doesn't mean I have a right because I followed him for 50 years and he's only followed him for 20, that I have more, you know, more of an ownership of that team. No, it has to do with is that my team or not? Period. That's it. Is it my team or not? And here's my last point, and I'll let you go. If 15 people call up and want to talk Flyers today, what are you going to talk, Ant?
Of course.
So I throw it back to them. Okay, if they call up after a win or a loss, and there's 15 people lined up, your program director can't say, no, we're not taking these calls because they're the only calls on the board. So do your part. Don't just get all sit in your corner and drink your freaking microbrewery, you know, that you only can get five cases of in the whole world, and you want to spit in our face. So do your part, you lazy bastards.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. Jeff in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeffrey.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Jeff?
I'm chilling, man. So this Super Bowl is going to be just fireworks, is what I'm predicting. I mean, that defense, that San Fran defense, I've never seen anything like that before. They humiliated Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They were just happy to get a touchdown. I mean, they were happy to get a touchdown after being down that much. And you know the game was over in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know? I love the Niners in that game. But I will say this, though, brother. I don't think it's a great match. As good as the defense is, and it's a good defense, but it's not an all-time defense. And I think they don't match up well against the Chiefs. I don't think, as good as Richard Sherman is, I think Kelce and Tyreek Hill are going to wreak havoc on the Niners.
Well, I mean, there are certainly, you know, tremendous talents, Tyreek Hill and Kelce. I mean, Kelce's a tight end like you've never seen before.
Yeah, and the quarterback is all that. I mean, the quarterback, I just think is by far the best quarterback in the league. The title right now is his. Like, he's the best quarterback in the league.
In the gunslinging machine, of course. But, I mean, we're going to see what happens. I mean, I'm definitely invested in this Super Bowl. I'm going to lay something down. I tell you what, man, I mean, you're going to watch the best offense versus the best defense. I'm going to be tuned in, you know, completely. And who are you going for?
And don't sleep on my boy's defense either. My boy... my boy's defense, he stopped Derrick Henry. He can stop that outside zone. You know what I'm going for. I mean, you know, I tell you about Spags all the time, right? And you know I'm an Indy guy, so
I'm
Chiefs all the way. But if I just take my Chiefs hat off and I look at the matchups, I think this is a KC game. I do. I think this is a KC. I'm calling KC by double digits.
Well, I'm riding with you, man. That's what I'm going to do.
I like it, Jeff. I like it. I hope I don't let you down, but I like it. I like Chiefs a lot in this game. We'll talk about it further next week. But here's the deal. Coming up, Stein, whom we've referred to, he's interacting with Twitter on Twitter with us. He's going to check in, and I really want to talk to him because I'm going to make him represent the part of the Flyer fan base that is, don't talk about us. Either talk about us every day or don't talk about us. I'm going to give you a Jason Avant on the text board on Sports Talk. And I'm going to give you Bill Burr on how some women don't get it. We got lots to get to. All right. You want to chime in and join us? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Oh, Natalie's in today.
I'm alive.
How you feeling?
I'm all right.
You sound great.
I mean, I sound better than I did on Monday, right?
Yeah, you still don't sound good.
I know. But what am I going to do? Their show must go on.
Yeah, you should. Listen, if you're not feeling well, just stay home.
No, today's the best that I've felt.
Right.
Today's the best.
Something
called.
Tells me Tyrone's not going to be in the room with you.
No, he already said I have to keep my distance, which I do. I only called out because of him.
Yeah, well.
Because he's so anti-germ. And he's right, by the way.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's a bit of a germaphobe. Yeah. He's not as bad as Tyler.
Oh, Tyler's the one.
He's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm here, though. It's okay.
Yeah, he's a finicky Felix.
Onward and upward. I'm blaming Mikey Miss for this sickness, too, because I think it's what he had a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. And Mikey? All right.
It's exactly what he had.
All right. Well, feel better.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers, right? We talk about the golden nugget moment of the game. And the pass by Konechny to JVR last night was certainly the golden nugget of the game. He goes, right, the other golden nugget actually was Kevin Hayes, too. Rang in the puck for like 17 seconds to help kill off that power play. Certainly golden nugget worthy. Golden Nugget Jewelers, the official 4 for $4 jewelers. No favors there. Golden Nugget Jewelers, the official jeweler of the Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Flyers. That's right. The official 4 for $4 jewelers located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. If this Valentine's Day, she's the one, make sure you check them out. Best brands to Corey Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. But forget about, like, just the designers. They get the best stuff. So make sure you lock her up if she's the one. Right there, beautiful showroom, corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's the Anthony Gargano.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 12:53. Couple things. Let's go to text board. Then we get back to the phones. The Stein will join us as we'll make him representative of Flyers First. The group that is Flyers First. Don't talk about us. Jason Avant, it's simple. It's ratings. You have to follow the masses. Don't get mad. Just understand reality. That right now, and we know that we know where football stands and when teams are good and the volatility of sports when teams are good. How about VG on a text board? He said, look, I'm sorry I didn't write and talk about a franchise that has been irrelevant for the better part of 2 decades with no plan. It doesn't mean I'm not a fan, that I didn't scream at the J.J. Danio goal or pretend I was Kenny Lintzman, the rat, as a kid or watched every 88 shift. I'm sure if you're a Flyer, those Flyers exclusionists weren't following Desi Relaford or Kevin Sefcik in 2000. But no one cared when they were amped up and celebrating on Broad Street in 2008. Welcome the excitement in the masses. It makes for a better party. Pretty good, don't you think, Tunis?
Yes, and I agree with every word.
Well, let's see what the Stein has to say. Hello, Stein.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Good. So do you understand where we're coming from today?
Yeah, I get it. And I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours from the Broad Street Bullies movie.
Thanks, brother.
Called out Kate Smith. That was awesome.
Appreciate it, brother.
So I just wanted to say, like, we really don't get any attention. I get that the Flyers have been... I consider it their process. They rebuilt, but they didn't do it the way the Sixers did. So, you know, I get fans were mad and annoyed that we would go to the playoffs and just get blown out. I get it. But the fact that we just beat 4 top teams and we still don't get the respect that the Sixers get, it's annoying. And as a Flyers fan, I have season tickets from there all the time.
Right.
Yeah, it's just
So let's dive into it because, listen, I understand, you know, how you feel. I really do. Now, the Sixers, when it comes to their rebuild, remember, it was really polarizing, right? Like, they lost on purpose.
Yep.
So that became, the process became something that really transcended the sport, the team. Like, nobody was talking about Ish Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody was talking about the players or the games. Like, oh, my God, did you see how well they played? Like, nobody, we weren't doing that. It was more big picture talk. Now, the Sixers have been in the playoffs the last 2 years and have championship expectations, right? So they're a little further along than the Flyers are. Would you agree?
Yeah, this year, definitely. I mean, yeah, but I think the Flyers, I mean, sadly, we lost Lindblom to cancer and Patrick has migraines. So I think the team would have been so much better with them.
No, but I think they're good now. I mean, this is a good team. They have tremendous, exciting players. I mean, geez, your eyes can't, it doesn't leave Konechny. I love Farabee. I love watching Joel Farabee. You know, when Frost comes back up, Provorov. Look at Sanheim, how well he's playing. I mean, they got some players besides the veterans.
Yeah, I just want to get this out. Everybody knows they're going to be tweeting at it that I am a Sixers hater. They lost me in the process. It was embarrassing getting made fun of. They lost me. So I don't really support the Sixers. And it's for me, it's Flyers versus Sixers with my friends. You know, every time the Flyers lose, they're tweeting at me.
Oh, really?
Stuff like that.
So it's become a thing.
So it kind of makes me angry. And, you know, when we play, you know, a good team, like we just beat the Blues in Boston and Pittsburgh last night, like I understand you can't control what calls you get. People want to talk Phillies, Eagles, whatever. And it's just, you know, it's just frustrating. I think that the Flyers are right there.
All right, can I ask you a question? I find this fascinating. I really do. And I understand, like, I get where you're coming from. So, like, understand that part of it. But do you like the Eagles?
I love the Eagles and the Phillies and the Flyers.
Okay.
I'm also on top of that, I'm not a big basketball fan.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody says that you got to be a basketball fan. Like, you know, that's fine. But you say you're a Sixer hater.
Yeah, because considered an elite team and a team that's contending for a championship. Like, I get they have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But what have they done that they won a first round playoff series twice in a row? And I get they were one bounce away with Kawhi Leonard last year.
I mean, they took the champions.
They could have won.
Do me a favor, come back to the phone because
they could have won.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.